Well, it's increasing, and particularly child poverty. I was visiting a food bank last Thursday, just the day after the budget, and you know, some really highly motivated volunteers and some social workers who called by to pick up some parcels. I've never seen them looking so despairing, really, at the scale of the task that they're now facing, and particularly gearing up to the summer holidays, knowing that many families trying to find that extra meal a day for the kids, particularly they got, you know, 2, 3, 4 kids, it's going to be really, really tough for them. And we know that kids are starting to lose weight over the holidays.
Is it over the 6 weeks then? It really has an impact.
It really has a measurable impact. And the last time I can recall this happening was during the general strike of the 1920s, when children actually lost weight. And kids are meant to be growing up, getting bigger, not losing weight. And I don't think we've had it for about almost 90 years, which begins to happen again now.
People on the other side of the radio, as a presenter, I'm very aware of messages coming in from people just simply astonished that in 2015 we need food banks, Bishop, but you're seeing evidence that they're very much needed.
They are, and this isn't about families who are not working. And the thing, working tax credits, is they were meant to sort of help people to survive and to thrive, even on sort of entry-level, lower-paid jobs. Reducing them, taking them away, simply means that families who are already working very, very hard, mum will be trying to find extra hours, but she may not be able to get those extra hours. She's probably already working fairly full-time, but in you know, relatively lower-skilled jobs.
So are you taking a political stance in this?
My stance is rooted in the Christian gospel. There's a very strong phrase that, you know, Jesus says, well, it's a popular saying that the kids suffer for their parents' mistakes. Jesus said it ain't going to be like that anymore. And so I'm committed to that, you know, whatever, yeah, I don't think the parents are to blame, but even if they were, the children should not be the one who are made to suffer. It's not their fault that their mum or their dad can't get enough hours, can't get highly paid work enough to sustain them. They didn't ask to be brought into the world. They're here. There are children. We have a duty to them.